Harmon Leon has been called a cross between Michael Moore and South Park. Leon is a self-professed flaming liberal who's taken it upon himself to infiltrate the heart of right-wing America to find out what makes the conservative mind tick. He's written two books about his experiences, Republican Like Me and The Infiltrator. Leon told Ann Strainchamps about some of the places he went.
Everything from being recruited by white supremacist hate groups to spending a week on the Mexican-U.S. border with the Minutemen Project to hanging out with patriotic pro-war skinhead bands who are angry and aggressive, not about stopping war, but continuing it, while moshing to a three-chord thrash for George W. Bush. And
okay,
everything
I want to hear about all of them. So let's start.
Sure.
Tell me about the militant gun ranch in Kentucky. Who are these people?
Well, this is a convention of 5,000 assault weapon enthusiasts at the Knob Creek Biennial Machine Gun Shoot and Military Gun Show held in, I kid you not, Bullitt County, Kentucky.
Really? There's really a place called Bullitt County, Kentucky?
Yes, and that's where they hold an assault weapon, convergence. They have such things there as the Jungle Walk. What you do is you pay a guy $25, he immediately just hands you like a loaded Uzi, and you run, not walk, through the woods like on a muddy path, shooting at 18 different station targets while he times you with a stopwatch.
This sounds
which,
like...
I think this was invented by the same diabolical genius who invented running through the house with sharp scissors.
I was thinking I know some teenagers who'd have a good time.
Right. So, that's the gun ranch. So I spent a weekend there.
What were the guys, the people like there? And I said guys. I guess I'm making an assumption that it was
mostly
guys.
Yeah, there's like, families, little kids. You get like whole families dressed in camouflage fatigues from mom, dad, and the kids sort of thing. But yeah, mostly guys.
And what did they say about why they're there?
They're just going, firing off some heat. Just expressing their constitutional right to, fire off enough ammunition to fight off a small insurgent army.
And so what did you do when you were there? Did you just kind of wander around looking at everybody, or did you fire off lots of guns?
Yeah. I was just kind of just wanted to see it through their eyes. I was doing the jungle walk. I was firing off the flamethrowers and M16s and Uzis just to kind of get in that mind frame. It just becomes like a big video game after a while, except it's not really a video game because you're fighting off dangerous weapons.
What about some of the other places you went? There was one, well, you said you were recruited by white supremacists?
Yeah, I posed as a new recruit to get recruited by white supremacists, first contacting them off the internet. And the very place that this white supremacist hate group, this neo-Nazi group, chose to recruit me of their choosing was Applebee's. But here's the really disturbing part is it was like a Friday night at Applebee's kind of south of Sacramento, and they pretty much look like any other person enjoying a moderately priced meal on a Friday night at an Applebee's. Except the only difference was they would just lay out this awful hate literature right on the middle of our table,
I mean, who were some of these people? Give me a little profile, because did you hang out with them long enough to kind of get a sense of who they were?
Yeah,
what they
there's
do
just
in their
like
day
a, a software guy who's a software programmer. And then it was this woman who was a graduate student in child development, which is pretty scary, mm-hmm. I think. I think it's more the normalcy is more the scary thing because, this is like one of the infiltrations I was really kind of frightened by because I didn't know what to expect. And, I think it's just more frightening that it's, anyone else at Applebee's, on a Friday night, they look just like anyone else, but, they're just all about the white power.
Are they up front in their daily lives? Like, do you think the people they work with and the people, their neighbors, know that they're white supremacists? Or is this something they kind of keep quiet?
Well, like, right when I was doing it, they just were getting done with this big campaign drive, where they sent out, like, about 20,000 flyers just randomly in the middle of the night that said, support your race. So I think they're pretty open with it,
mm-hmm.
but not, completely open. Maybe same way that if you were working a job and you didn't want to admit you were a Republican.
Mm-hmm. So what was your dinner like? I mean, you go over and sit down, and then what?
They just start laying out the, Jews control everything pamphlets and all the propaganda pamphlets. And then, it became like a fraternity rush where they're just trying to get me to join, Phi Delta Gamma or whatever.
What did you say?
Well, I just said, you know, just to kind of get in with them that, you know, why I was interested is, you know, I've started out hating Canadians and I'm just kind of working my way up.
Were they suspicious of you at all? I mean, after a while?
No, not at all. I just had, you know, and I'm Jewish, actually, so it's kind of like a double whammy, but I just had the proper disguise. And, you know, going into these places, these extreme right-wing groups, the proper way to do it is you do a lot of research on the web. So what you do is, like, you learn their ideology. And what I like to do is just kind of, like, spew it back at them to level 11, you know, to the point of satire.
Like what? Take these guys. What did you say to them?
Yeah, like I said about the Canadians, and when I arrived late, you know, I arrived like 20 minutes late, and it's just stuff like, I hate traffic. The only thing I hate traffic more is that, you know, the Jews, and you know, stuff like that would kind of, you know, show that I'm one of the white supremacists.
So then everybody relaxed and felt comfortable together.
Yeah, breathe that sigh of relief, like, oh, yeah,
thank God
we're not being set up.
Were they careful, like when the waitress came over and stuff, to clear
not
the
really.
White
it was really weird. Well, they would sort of cover up their kind of, you know, propaganda, but it was just blatantly just kind of laid right out there, you know, just kind of the worst white supremacist propaganda.
Hmm. So what did you think about this experience? I mean, you started out wanting to go undercover into right-wing America because this was, you know, these are not your people. This is not
right.
your culture. These are not the kind of people you hang out with. And so you wanted to kind of know, what are these people like? What makes them tick? What did you wind up thinking?
Well, first, it's like, you know, America, quite a vastly different place than the San Francisco I live in. But secondly, it's also kind of, you can see the human side sometimes in some of these groups, and you could understand their thought process. Not to say that you agree with it, but you can understand, you know, where they're coming from, but,
really?
You know, where they're coming from is, you know, a disturbing place in some cases.
So were you ever tempted to say, hey, guys, listen to yourselves, or talk them out of it?
Not so much talk them out of it, because, like, I've also been on a lot of right-wing talk radio shows, and basically you can't really talk people out of it. You know, you listen to those shows, and they always end up, like, screaming at each other because no one's mind's really going to be changed. I mean, they just have such a ingrained ideology that, you know, no matter how much you debate them, you're not going to change their mind.
I'm curious about when you came back to your regular haunts and your left-wing friends and your comfortable community, were your ears kind of sensitized? Did you wind up sometimes hearing your left-wing progressive friends talking and think, wow, they sound just like the conservatives? I mean, they're just as...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think there's anything to the extreme, polar ends of the extreme, there are certain ideologies that are similar, you know?
Same kind of intolerance?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it. Same kind of intolerance, same kind of just wanting to censor things, and same kind of skewing media in some sort of way.
So tell me about some of the other groups.
Well, here's a more lighthearted one. I went to the Christian Wrestling Federation, where they body slam for Jesus. It's in Georgia. Picture just regular wrestling where they're jumping off the ropes and they're hitting each other in the head, back of the head with chairs. And then it gets all, and they're in the, you know, the full wrestling characters. They all got the characters. And then it gets, like, weirdly serious, and then they kind of, like, start preaching at the end and tying, like, the Bible into everything that you just saw for, like, the last hour and a half with, you know, people getting bloody faces and things like that. So that was more of that was actually very entertaining, I thought.
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture it, body slamming for Jesus. I mean, you know, are they thinking, what would Jesus do in the pit?
Yeah, exactly. Or the head wrestler got handcuffed, you know, by the villains. He got handcuffed to the ring. And then he slowly unhandcuffs. He said, "You might notice I'm in handcuffs, but we're all in shackles unless we find the way of Jesus," you know. It's just like, wait, you're just getting hit in the face with a chair a second ago. So, you know, it's just kind of like also the bit of absurdities of, you know, Americana.
Harmon Leon is the author of The Infiltrator. Anne Strangeham spoke with him.